Northwestern is in the tournament officially, and I think we got to talk about it because those Wildcats, they're a 7 seed.
You are Locked On Northwestern, your daily podcast on the Northwestern Wildcats, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody, and welcome. This is Locked On Northwestern, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Carter Bird, and thank you for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen every single day. We really appreciate it. We're available wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find it. We are also on YouTube. Just search Locked On Northwestern. You can find us there. Wherever you're listening, make sure you are subscribed and you turn on notifications. You don't want to miss an episode because it's March Madness time. It's that time of year. It's finally here, and Northwestern's in the field. We knew that this was going to happen. We did, but it's the second NCAA tournament for this Northwestern team ever. And by the way, I know we're a little delayed, been a little under the weather, but we are talking about it now. Northwestern has made it. They are in the West region. There was the selection show party in Welsh Ryan. It looked like a great environment, a great way to celebrate this team. It was a special moment for this team. And for this program, you just have to be excited for the guys on this team, the guys on the roster, these seniors, because there are a lot of seniors on this Northwestern team. We don't know who all is officially gone, who all is officially coming back, with it being, I guess, the transfer portal these days. But then also, there's still COVID rules at play right now in the NCAA. But, I mean, look, this is huge for the guys on this roster. This is huge for the seniors that stayed because we know the guys that left. We know the guys that sought greener pastures, one of which will be sitting at home and won't be playing in the NCAA tournament. So, I mean, you got to think about that. Good for guys like Boo Booey and Chase Audige, guys who – were relied on to be leaders, to be veterans, to be the engine that drives this team. Defensively, Chase Audige, everything he's done, the recognition he's gotten, the All Big Ten honors he has gotten, the All Defensive Team honors he's gotten, the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year semifinalist, all of that stuff. That's huge. That's just a testament to how hard he worked. He got healthy. He played well. Boo Booey, first team All Big Ten, Bob Cousy Award finalist, all of these great things. We really saw him grow up. We saw him mature over the course of his career, especially over the course of this year. And he went from a good player to start the year to a great point guard, one of the five best point guards in college basketball over the course of the season. And you cannot, I mean, he's been vital to this team. He is Mr. Calm, Cool, and Collected. He's who you want the ball. You want the ball in his hands with a chance to win the game. Or if you need a bucket at the end of the game to force overtime or to win a game, he is your guy. And just, like, how awesome is this for Chris Collins? You know, back against the wall, kind of. Had slowly been building, and that was his messaging at Big Ten Media Days. We've gotten better every year for the past few years, but there was never that big step forward. It hadn't happened yet. It hadn't happened, and you felt like this was a back against the wall, backed into a corner type of season where – if you didn't take that next step, if you didn't make that big improvement, it might be hot seat time. It might be time to move on. But, you know, he stayed true to the plan. He stayed true to the staff. And this team got so much better this past year. And we've seen them produce beyond anybody's wildest imaginations. I mean, just big win after big win. A lot of highs, a lot of lows, but a heck of a lot more highs than lows this year. And this team proved the doubters wrong. They proved the media wrong because nobody expected anything from them. They're picked 13th in the Big Ten. They finished second. Just a credit to this team and how they have been so good this season, and how they really came together and they battled through all the adversity, and they continued to scrape out wins early, built some confidence, and then really took off in the second half of Big Ten play. And it was, you love to see it. Regular season got a little choppy at the very end when you're playing on the road a bunch. But the way that this team played this year, it created a different environment, it created a different energy around the program. And that's great to see. That's awesome. It's encouraging when you look at this Northwestern program. It feels like the expectation has changed with this group. The expectation is not to compete. The expectation is to win. And I don't think that it's been as much of a winning mindset until this group, as they've matured into the group that they are now. They built momentum, and they continue to help this program build and build and build. And everything from this point on is really is gravy. I mean, it's a cherry on top. I mean, the more you win, the better. I mean, it's a 21 win season, 21-11 overall, 12 wins in the Big Ten, most that this Northwestern program's ever gotten in the Big Ten, finishing second in the Big Ten, especially when you're picked 13th. I mean, just so many positives, so many things to build on. And now, I mean, you got to lock up Chris Collins with an extension and let him continue to build this program. Because now that he's taken you to two NCAA tournaments, I think the foundation's really laid. And now he can start building more and more and more and more. And we're going to talk about it as it progresses. But we're going to talk about first the region that this Northwestern team finds itself in just 1 second. But first, we got to talk about our friends at Built. The Built March Madness bracket is here. We know you have a favorite bar or puff, and now is your time to make it count. Go to builtmarchmadness.com to vote for your favorites. You know I'll be voting for the Cookies and Cream bar, and if you want Northwestern to keep winning, then you'll be voting for that bar too. Support your team, support your bar or puff, whatever it is, go find it. And when you vote for your favorite bar or puff, you'll be entered into a drawing where 50 lucky Locked On listeners will get a free box of Built. Not only that, but one Locked On fan will win a 12-month subscription to Built to have Built's best bars or puffs delivered monthly straight to your door. You got to try Built. Built, the best protein bar ever, without a doubt. Seriously, they're so amazing. You won't think they're good for you. What makes Built bars and puffs so good? Well, for starters, they're all high in protein, low in sugar, and covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. Run to builtmarchmadness.com right now to vote for your favorite bar or puff and pick up a box while you're there. You can vote every day in March, so hop on and support your pick. Also, grab your bracket and go listen to the Locked On College Basketball Bracket Breakdown with national analysis and insights from our local experts. The Locked On College Basketball Bracket Breakdown has everything you need to make the most informed decisions on your bracket. Find the episode on Locked On College Basketball wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. All right, let's talk about this bracket because Northwestern is the 7th seed in the West. I think that's a pretty good seed for them, especially considering it did get a little rockier at the very end of the year, dropping 4 of 5, but you did get that necessary final big quad one win that I really liked to get that second place in the Big Ten tournament. Didn't pan out. You happened to run into a just red hot Penn State team that kind of like everybody is now, had their back against the wall and had to win a bunch of games down the stretch to make the tournament. They did just that. But this Northwestern team as the 7th seed in the West, they are matched up with the 10 seed Boise State, a very scrappy bunch, a bunch that could that was on the bubble for a long time and picked up some big wins. And they were able to, I guess, make the NCAA tournament where they have a date with Northwestern on Thursday in Sacramento. That's where these games will be played. The 2 seed in Sacramento as well is UCLA. That's a UCLA team that's really, really good and had a 1 seed resume, but is without Jalen Clark, its best defensive player. That's something that's very intriguing. When you look at a potential second round matchup, this is not a 100% UCLA squad. They're playing the 15 seed UNC Asheville. I know 15 over 2 seed wins happen sometimes. I don't necessarily see it with the experience that UCLA team has. But also on this side of the bracket, when you look up and down it, the 3 seed is a name that we've all heard before, and one of these new blue bloods in college basketball in Gonzaga out of the West Coast Conference, a dangerous team with Drew Timme in what feels like his 9th year of college basketball, even though somehow it's only his 3rd or 4th. Like, he still has another year, I think. And then they're matched up with the 14 seed Grand Canyon. The 6 seed is a very dangerous team out of the Big 12. Really, anybody out of the Big 12, you don't really want to take lightly with how good that conference was this year. But the 6 seed is TCU. And they're matched up with the winner of the first 4 game that's the 11 seeds, Arizona State and Nevada. That game plays tomorrow, so we'll have an eye on that one because it could affect how this region could shake out. On the other side of the bracket, the 1 seed is Kansas. Kansas is a legitimate blue blood in college basketball. They're very often a 1 seed. Their big storyline is the status of Bill Self, who I think is okay, but missed the Big 12 tournament with a medical issue. And if he's not on the bench, I do wonder how that could affect that Kansas team. They're matched up with the 16 seed Howard. I know it's happened one time where a 16 seed beat a 1 seed. I don't see a Bill Self Kansas team being one of those to add to that list. The 8-9 matchup's a very interesting one. In this region, 8 seed Arkansas is a really talented, really athletic, really long team with a high lottery pick in Nick Smith Jr. They have a very high ceiling. They're kind of hit or miss depending on when they show up each day. Their ceiling is so high and they can play really tough and they can beat anybody in this tournament. But then they also have these weird games where it just doesn't gel. They're matched up with 9 seed Illinois out of the Big Ten, a team that Northwestern is familiar with, a team that is familiar with Northwestern. split the series between these two teams. Northwestern did in the last time. We saw Boo Booey go crazy for 35 points. He outscored Illinois in the first half of the game. He was so dominant, but kind of ran out of gas. And then we saw Terrence Shannon Jr. return the favor in the second half and have a really, really impressive second half as Illinois stormed back from an 18-point deficit to win the game by two. The five seed is St. Mary's. They have a stud freshman, true freshman point guard named Aiden Mahaney. So we got both WCC big name schools in this bracket with Gonzaga and St. Mary's. Wouldn't it be fascinating if they ran into each other for what, a fourth time this year? The 12 seed that they're matched up with is VCU. VCU is one of those teams that I feel like it's always figures out a way to make their way in the NCAA tournament. Shaka Smart that built them up, and then they've maintained pretty well since then. The 4 seed is UConn, which is a very, very talented team. They got all the way up into the top 5 early in the year. They were number 2, I think, to Purdue. They got Adama Sanogo. They got Hawkins. They're a team that I'd be scared of if I was paired up with them, if I had to play them in March, just because I feel like that UConn team, if they put it together, they can make a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous run in the NCAA tournament. They're matched up with 13 seed Iona. That is Rick Pitino's Iona. I don't know how much longer it's going to be Rick Pitino's Iona, but he has built a heck of a program at Iona. They've won a ton of games the last 3 years, making the NCAA tournament a few times. He's probably going to leave for a bigger program next, but I tell you what, they're going to be a pick that a lot of people really like to pick for an upset in the first round. And that is the region that Northwestern is in. In a second, we're going to talk about the tournament, because the tournament's already going right now. We're going to talk about the games that are already kicking off in just one moment. But first, we got to talk about our friends at FanDuel. The midway point of the NBA season is here, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores to threes drained, especially right now with March Madness kicking off. There's so many opportunities to get involved with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's, look, it even lets you combine bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Also, thanks for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen every day. For your second listen, check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Experts Isaac Shade and Andy Patton bring you everything you need to know on and off the court. Plus, hear from big-name experts, coaches, and players throughout the basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. So there you have it. Let's talk about these games, because the tournament's happening right now. Tournament is already underway in Dayton as the first four kicked off tonight. First game was Southeast Missouri State versus Texas A&M Corpus Christi. It's taking place right now. A pair of 16 seeds, and the winner gets to draw number one overall seed, Alabama. Whenever you get a situation like that, these teams are playing for the right to lose to Alabama by 40 or 30 or whatever, because that Alabama team is Morals aside, very talented, very good, very athletic. They can shoot and they can score in a hurry. The other game tonight, Pittsburgh versus Mississippi State, a pair of 11 seeds there. The winner gets Iowa State, the sixth seed this year. I mean, we know Pitt. Pitt's a team that Northwestern saw this year. They exceeded all expectations. They really weren't expected to be an NCAA tournament team. Very scrappy. They lit it up from deep against Northwestern earlier this year. Mississippi State is a very physical team. They got smashed the last time out by Alabama. Watch out for Tolu Smith down low if this State team keeps going, because he is the heart and soul of that team at center. He is a really, really good player, and he's really been impressive to watch this year. Tomorrow, we got two more games in the first four. 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson versus 16 seed Texas Southern. Remember that Fairleigh Dickinson team did not win their conference tournament. Merrimack is just not allowed to be in the NCAA tournament for the four-year Division I basketball transition rule that I hate so, so very much. So Fairleigh Dickinson made it to the championship and already knew they were in the NCAA tournament. The winner of this game gets Zach Edey and one seed Purdue. So good luck with that for two smaller school teams. I don't know how they're going to deal with 7'4", 305-pound Zach Edey. I mean, you saw how he had his way in the Big Ten tournament. Penn State made it close in the championship game, but like Ohio State and teams like that really struggled with him. The line for this game is Texas Southern -2.5 on these lines, brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. The line is Texas Southern -2.5, over-under of 148. If you're going to make me make a pick, I'm just going to gut pick Fairleigh Dickinson +2 and over 148. The other game tomorrow night is 11 seed Nevada versus 11 seed Arizona State. Arizona State's a 2.5-point favorite in this game, over under of 133.5. You can find those lines on the FanDuel Sportsbook. If I'm going to make a pick, I'm going to pick Nevada +2.5. I think we get the half point value, because I think other places it is at 2. Right now, the consensus is 2. It's at 2.5 on FanDuel right now. And I'm going to take under 130.5, because when these teams, when Nevada wins games, it's very low scoring. They like to make it, to muck it up and make it ugly. And then look, hey, if you're looking for other college basketball to keep an eye on, the NIT is happening right now as well. As a lot of those games, including are going on, including right now, I think Rutgers plays tonight. One of the famous snubs of the NCAA tournament, Michigan, some other Big Ten teams involved, if you want to keep an eye on that. But I think that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you for sticking with us, because was out of town, unable to record on Friday, and then have been under the weather to start this week. But thank you for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen every single day. We're available wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. We're also on YouTube. Just search Locked On Northwestern. You can find us there. And yeah, wherever you're listening, make sure you're subscribed and you turn on notifications, because you don't want to miss an episode, because it's March Madness time. This time of year. I'm your host, Carter Bird. You can follow me on social media at CarterBird13, and I'll see you all tomorrow.